badly burnt and barely alive. In a shabby Kabul hospital, a 15-year-old girl lies in agony. The burns unit surgeon, Dr. Sarwani Shahab, says these type of injuries are becoming more common among young Afghan women.
In Afghanistan, young girls is maybe from 18 to 35 years. It's a big problem for self-burning here.
The girl is from Kandahar province and insists she was burnt by a lantern, but doctors believe it was a failed suicide attempt. They say her chance of survival is 50-50. This young girl's story is becoming increasingly common. An Afghan women's rights group say that last year, almost 500 women chose death or disfigurement to a life of despair, setting themselves on fire to escape forced marriages, slavery, or sexual and other types of abuse. For those who live through this form of suicide attempt, the scarring can be a death sentence in itself. The survivors who leave this ward can't return home because of the shame they've brought on their families. Some will live the rest of their lives on the streets, or if they're lucky, they may find a safe house. There are other women who brave the wrath of society and try and help these young burn victims. Many risk their own lives to do so. Political activist Malalai Joyga is one of them and agreed to speak with VOA. She was elected as a member of the Afghan parliament in 2005, but was kicked out of government. She says it was because of her views. Security around Joyga is tight. It has to be. She survived 4 assassination attempts because of her fight for women's rights.
They burn themselves in many cases because they prefer to die than to have like this hell life. I can't find the words to show, to express my suffer, my sadness, my...
But her work is having an impact. Razia is another burn victim. Razia gives only her first name, and she says her failed suicide bid bought her freedom. She tells how a warlord from her village threatened to kill her if she did not allow him to marry her 13-year-old daughter. As a war widow, she had no one to protect her. Razia says she hoped if she died, an orphanage would take in her children. But she survived. A women's group found her in hospital and offered her and her children a safe house. She says she was dead at that time, but God gave her a new life. Afghan officials are quick to point out that women do now have greater freedom and opportunity since the fall of the extremist Taliban regime. They say some 2 million women and girls are now getting an education, something that was forbidden under the Taliban. But women's rights advocate Palawasha Hassan says not enough work has been done to help Afghan women. However, she says people should not lose heart.
I think one cannot lose this opportunity and say, okay, in Afghanistan nothing can be changed because we have traditional system or this and that. I think you have to start from where you can. So if this is the opportunity, this shouldn't be missed.
Abuse against women and the suicide attempts to escape it are all too frequent problems in strict traditional societies of South Asia and the Middle East. But in Afghanistan, the ouster of the Taliban regime was supposed to change that. Many Afghan women are still waiting for that to happen. Mandy Clark for VOA News in Kabul.